Episode 214.
Social media is something that people just feel really lost with. So many people feel like, I know I need it, but I don't really know why, or I don't really know what it's doing, or I don't really know what to do on it to get anything of value.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Hi. Hey, welcome. Carm Capriotto here, and you're listening to the aftermarket's premier podcast, Remarkable Results Radio, and to episode 214 with my guest, social media and marketing entrepreneur Carrie Lynn Roddenberg. I hope you've made the podcast one of your fundamental sources of information, training, insights, and strategies. I call it Learn or Affirm. And I got to tell you, I'm privileged each time I get to sit behind the mic and talk to another guest. This episode, it's made possible through the sponsorship of Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on-site, and on-demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. Did you know that every episode comes with their own show notes? Additional bio information, links, and key talking points to help you enjoy and improve your takeaways. Now, you can find this week's show notes with Carrie Lynn Roddenberg at remarkableresults.biz/E214, and you can do that with every episode. Hey, big thank yous to my new Facebook followers, Mike Guerrero, Jake Kukendall, Dimitri Mechanic Advisor, and Zachary Hampton, and to my new LinkedIn connections, Paul Lowers, Tom Dorsey, Frank Gonzalez, and Kristen Stanek. Hopefully I got those names right. Great to have you on board and engaged with the quality content produced each and every week for you. Have you sunk your mind into the Town Hall webinar yet? This is the weekly webinar with an important and unique subject each week. You can be involved in the webinar by going to the Town Hall page on the remarkableresults.biz website, or by watching on Facebook Live. Just find the Carm Capriotto page and be there at noon Eastern every Friday with a new subject, new topic, and a peer-to-peer discussion. Now meet Carrie Lynn Roddenberg, who owns Turnkey Marketing, a boutique marketing firm dedicated to the automotive service professional. I met Carrie Lynn at Vision High Tech Training and Expo March 2017. I like the approach she takes, and I asked her to come on to talk about social media strategies for the service professional. Carrie Lynn talked the big four social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. She shared marketing strategies, marketing optimization, finding the right audience, customer touch points, how to generate organic content, blogging, and Facebook Live, among so many others. This is a lively, jam-packed episode that will help you learn or affirm the power of your marketing efforts. See the show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/E214 for her company's website address, additional bio info, and a list of talking points from the interview. Now here we go with Carrie Lynn Roddenberg from Turnkey Marketing. A warm welcome to Carrie Lynn Roddenberg from Turnkey Marketing. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how's it going, Carm?
Hey, I am terrific. We met at Vision 2017 in Kansas City, and you weren't too far from where my studio was, and I saw all these lights, and I said, uh-oh, what is it? We have like a TV production studio here. I get attracted to lights, I guess. I'm like a mosquito. And
right.
I came over and I said, hello, and now we're doing a podcast. I don't know how that happened.
I know, right?
It's amazing.
Serendipity.
The reason I brought you on is because I was so intrigued with your company and what you're doing. Do you have an automotive background?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is no, not before this company. You know, I specialize in marketing and I've done marketing for years and years, and was actually that nerd in high school who, instead of being on, you know, the bus for competitions for athletic events and sports, I was on the mini bus for Future Business Leaders of America marketing events and marketing competitions.
So nerds, I always said, you know, years ago, pocket protector nerds, you know, that someday they were going to rule the world. And, you know, I think it came true.
One step at a time. Not quite ruling the world yet.
But you would consider wearing a pocket protector if you had.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Got to protect those pockets.
Okay. So no automotive background, and you're doing business in the automotive segment. Does that help bring a fresh perspective to what you do? Because you're not, you don't have that lens on?
I started my company 4 years ago. After being in marketing, I'd done marketing for a $10 billion industry, $10 billion company in New York City. It's Rimperum. Kept doing marketing, was a director of marketing for a company that won tons of awards internationally for small business marketing. And after that, I thought, you know these kind of almost like secrets about how to do effective marketing for small businesses. And I feel like everyone has those, you know, that information available to them, but we all are so busy with our lives and running our businesses and wearing a million different hats that it's kind of hard to find that information, test it, and make sure it works for you. So I realized I need to share this. Like, with, it's almost like that Spider-Man quote where the uncle is dying and he says to, you know, Peter Parker, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's kind of how I felt, like I have to share this. So I started this company a little over 4 years ago. And what it was originally was I was coaching people on marketing, all different small businesses. And as I was doing this, people loved it and felt great. But I realized that not everyone who's running a business had the time, no matter how much they were learning, they didn't have the time to actually create great marketing, to become marketing experts themselves as they were trying to run their shop or their office or their spa or their dental office, you know? So I felt like, man, I'm being effective in their mind, but it's not enough for me. I realize I need to be doing it for them. I need to take this stress off of them and this load off of them and help them.
You were telling them what to do, but you realized they probably weren't doing, they weren't doers, because they didn't know, they didn't have the time, all of the above.
Yeah, a lot of it came to the time. It's kind of like when you go to a big class or conference and you learn these great things and then you leave and you have the best intentions, but you just don't get it done sometimes because you have so many different things that you're trying to do at the same time.
Yeah, you don't act. Yeah, I think every one of us are guilty of writing down 20 things we need to do and then life hits you square upside the head.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what you're saying is, hey, listen, from a marketing perspective and all the things that you do from a marketing perspective, let our company do this for you. You're really hiring a marketing department?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. We're actually, instead of hiring, you know, having the expense of an employee and paying their benefits and everything and taking that risk of they might not really know what they're doing or what they're talking about, you're actually hiring a marketing department to come in, do all of your marketing together so that your branding is consistent and it's woven together. Kind of like ping ball, what is that called? Ping ball machine?
Yeah.
Where it's one ball, like the ball is going and it bounces off one wall and bounces to the next and takes it to the next and takes it to the next until you get to where you want to be. So instead of your marketing just being, boop, here's a little marketing and boop, here's a little marketing, all of your marketing plays off of each other and works together so that your marketing isn't just here and there. It's really optimized so that it's all working and one leads to the other, leads to the other, so that you really get people to come to your shop and you can make that sale. You increase the chances of that tremendously. Does that make sense?
Yeah, interconnected. Everything works together. Is that the trend that technology has, if you will, given us? Instagram, Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, all of these have to learn to play together. Is that what you're saying?
They all serve different purposes, but I find that when you're hiring all these different companies, right? I find a lot of my clients have felt in the past that it's you have an offer here and you're trying to communicate a certain message, maybe on Facebook, but then you have direct mail going out that's communicating maybe a different message or a different offer. And, you know, your messaging and branding is all over the place.
Okay, so what you're really saying is this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a car care days extravaganza, and that's the big item. You are saying now, okay, how are you going to get that word out? What are the mediums you're going to choose? I heard you mention direct mail, and then there could be a Facebook campaign. There could be a Twitter campaign. Is that what you're saying? Pick the goal, and let's see how we can make it the most effective in a campaign to generate what customers, attendance, a call to action?
Yeah, it's kind of twofold. That's one. So we're using all of our means that we have available to us to promote whatever message or event or special that you have going on so that you're increasing the likelihood of people seeing that. You're already, you know, spending money on a Facebook campaign or on a page, you know, website page or direct mail or whatever it is. So why not optimize that and have them all working together, pointing people to the place that you want to get them to?
Is the word consistent?
Mm-hmm.
So it's consistent. There needs to be a consistency in the message.
Exactly. Because otherwise you confuse people with your branding. But the other thing, the really like bigger thing kind of, is that you're taking people on a journey. So we as humans, we actually, psychology shows us that we like to have 7 to 13 touch points before we actually take action and do something or buy something. There's actually a customer journey, a customer life cycle, if you will. So when a customer is looking for something, like they hear a funny noise at their car and they Google it, maybe they'll see your website pop up and also your Facebook page pop up, right? So maybe they'll go to your website and they have every intention of coming into your shop. But then what happens? Life happens, right? So the phone rings, or your baby cries, or you have to go make dinner, or just, you know, something breaks. You have to go fix it. The dog's barking. And you get up and you leave. And we all have so many things going on in life that you kind of forget where you were.
Let's classify that as two touch points, okay? For example, you just said, you know, Facebook and the website, life goes on. You're saying that it may take up to 12 or 13 more touch points to get the person to actually make the buying decision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why we need Facebook and Twitter and our own website. We need all of those, including direct mail. Is it generational?
No, it's just human psychology.
It is. So a millennial is not going to act differently than a boomer to the touch points.
Every market you're talking to, you have to talk to differently. You have to talk to them specific on what they care about, who they are, where they are in life, right? But the truth that people in general need those 7 touch points might be different for different segments, but it's still true that on average, the average human doesn't even realize it, but they need those 7 to 13 touch points before they feel comfortable or like they know enough to make that buying decision.
I'm talking with Mike Zralik, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Mike, are you an extension of the technical support center we all know as Garage Guru?
Most definitely. You know, I spend a lot of time there. I'm involved in all the classes that go on there. I actually host classes there, such as our ASC test prep courses. So very much so an extension of that.
Mike, you're in the shop. So what's the greatest outcome that you see from the techs and service advisors that you're spending time with?
Not only are they learning about great product, but we get to talk shop. So like, you know, I was in a shop earlier today and we were talking about some electrical diagnosis he was doing, and he was actually having a problem finding some schematics, and we were able to work with that and talk back and forth. So I was able to get educated on a problem he's having in the field, you know, where I can share that with others, and I can share other ideas from other people with him.
Do you actually put product in the hands of the technicians?
You have to. That's, you know, in this industry, a lot of guys are like myself. You got to touch it, feel it, play with it. You know, just telling them about features and benefits isn't going to sell it. You put it in their hands, that's going to sell it hands down.
So you take the new Wagner OEX brake pad and you put it in someone's hands. What happens?
First thing they do is say, wow. Then they start asking questions about the unique design of it, the unique shape, and the purpose of that. You know, and they're very blown away by the technology that we put into it. They're amazed by it, and they're loving it.
Eyes light up, aha moments.
You bet. And why is it taking so long to get this out in the market?
And I need them, and I want it right now.
Exactly.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. Well, I want to talk about social media. You know, we seem to talk about it all the time, and there's so many different angles of it. But what makes your business, Turnkey Marketing, unique?
Yeah, that's a great question, Carm. So I'd say the thing that makes us really unique is that we take a super personalized approach to all of our customers, and we help them. We really partner alongside of them. So lots of our clients kind of feel like we're almost this extension of their company. And we really investigate into our clients' customers and who their best customers are, so that we can speak to that ideal customer they're looking for. If someone could clone their best customers, they would obviously want to do that. So why don't we talk to people who are just like your best customers, so we can kind of clone them? So it really comes down to us really knowing your company, really partnering alongside your company, having tons of open communication, and really helping people have that marketing department, not just a one-off thing, but really helping take a lot of stress off of the owner's shoulders, take a lot of that work and really help everything be integrated to each other, to have that consistent brand and to take people on the buying journey.
I got it. Okay. So you're a partner of mine. Thank you for that. Now let's just back into social media, or not back into it. Let's just go forward with it. Many get social media. Many are afraid of it. Many, you know, just put their hands up. Talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
Right.
I don't get it. And it's just too tough to measure my ROI. And if you tell me I got to go put pictures of kitty cats and animals and stuff on it, then that's a real terrible waste of my time. Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Social media is something that people just feel really lost with. So many people feel like, I know I need it, but don't really know why. I don't really know what it's doing. Or I don't really know what to do on it to get anything of value.
What's the number one social media platform that if I was a service professional that I should absolutely be working?
I'd say absolutely Facebook.
And why?
So Facebook, so many people are on Facebook. You know, I forget the exact number, but it's something like 72% of adults in America are on Facebook. The average person actually spends about 40 to 55 minutes on average on Facebook every single day. It's what people look at when they have a minute, when they're bored. It's what they look at all the time to feel connected, just with friends and things going on in the world or in their community. So Facebook is where people are. And lots of people think, oh, it's only millennials that are on Facebook, right? We think, oh, well, yes, we're trying to get millennials, but we want to talk to everyone. Our target market is everyone, people who are baby boomers, etc. But the truth is that baby boomers are on Facebook all the time. Think about, you know, how many friends you know or people you know who are grandparents and they like to stay connected to their kids and their grandkids, right? And one of the big ways that people do that are through pictures on Facebook.
Okay, so I'm a boomer and I have grandkids and I'd love to see their pictures because they live out of town. I also own a shop. How does that connect with me growing my business?
Yeah, great question. So people, you want to be where your target market is, right? So if people are there, use that platform to speak to them. If they're spending time, you know, their eyes are glued on their phone on Facebook for almost an hour every day. Use that to your advantage.
So I got to figure out how to get in front of them.
Exactly.
And it's not just simple enough, open up a business page and hope that happens. There must be some other levers to pull. What? Give me an idea.
Always providing value is the big thing that you want. So value might be teaching them something with content about their vehicle, but it also might be just a smile, right? So people go on, why do people go on Facebook? They go on Facebook to be entertained, to pass time. So not everything needs to be, here's five car care tips, or here's information about the newest car that came out, because not everyone cares about that. You know, the average person might not be thinking about their vehicle every single day, wanting to learn about it, but it's also a valuable thing to teach them. But at the same time, you want to engage with people on Facebook how other people are engaging with that same person on Facebook.
So you basically can learn from what you see, and if it stopped you and you looked, you have to do this. You have to say, how can I do something like that that made me stop on my page? And, you know, there may be a real expensive car came in my shop. A friend of mine, we're repairing it. Ooh, maybe I should take a picture of that and tell my Facebook followers, hey, we can fix these expensive exotic cars.
Yes.
Look for opportunities is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So look for opportunities in different ways. Look for opportunities to talk about what your shop does and to teach people about your shop and to become an authoritative voice. You're using content on your Facebook and you're helping people learn on your Facebook, that's making you look more in the know, like the go-to person. This person knows what they're talking about and they're trustworthy. They're not just trying to sell me. They're giving me information. But at the same time, people go to Facebook to be entertained too, right? So you have to have those fun and funny posts sometimes. You have to engage with people the way that others are engaged.
Halloween, birthdays, and stuff like that. You bring that the social part of my business to my customer base or literally to the public.
Right.
Got it. You said the word content. I know that that scares everybody. Oh my God, I've got to think, I've got to write, I've got to get pictures. How hard is it for a service professional to have content? And then my second part of that question is, how often should I be posting?
So you're totally right. You hit the nail on the head. Everyone hates the idea of content and content marketing. But the truth is, that is where marketing is today. And that is where it's going to continue to go. So we need to be providing content and value to our customers. It doesn't have to be this big, hairy, scary beast. It could be as small as someone calls you and asks a question about their vehicle, or they're hesitant to buy from you, and you think about, what was their hesitancy? How can I address this head on and write some content about it? So someone comes in and says, you know, you want me to buy an oil change. Why is it important for me to change my oil? I don't get it. I changed it last year or 6 months ago. Why should I change it now? I already did that, didn't I? So that's something that other people might be questioning as well. So that, write that question down and just answer it. Boom, you have content.
Use your powers of observation. You have to observe everything that's going on around you, because you can, I guess what you're saying, turn that into content.
Absolutely. And you know, you could have your service advisors help you. So ask your service advisors, whenever they receive a question, to write that down. So just write it down and then ask them that. So they give you, you know, a piece of paper that says 5 questions on it at the end of the day or the end of the week.
I love it. Great idea.
Yeah. Then just say, how would you answer that? And you could just write it down, whatever they're saying.
Okay. And so I turn it into a post,
mm-hmm.
But you're probably going to tell me this. Don't just post words. Find a picture,
mm-hmm.
that will be its companion, right?
Absolutely. Or better yet, a video.
Words posts don't get the kind of traction that a picture would. And then, of course, video is I guess, becoming so viral. So you're really going to tell me no post without a picture?
Absolutely. If you want your post to be seen or be engaged with, put a picture there.
Got to have one. And does it have to be totally positively relevant to what I'm saying?
I mean, you want it to be relevant. It could just be a picture of you and your shop. It doesn't have to be you changing a car's oil. But you want it to be relevant. Yeah. You don't want to bait and switch someone.
You could take a picture of your Keurig sitting in your waiting room, post it and say, oh, by the way, you can come in for fresh Keurig coffee. But someone asked this question today.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
As much as the Keurig machine doesn't relate to the question that I was, or the comments I was going to have, it's still all about my place.
You want to capture people's attention. So that's not a terrible kind of a hook. They think, oh, Keurig machine, I don't see a picture like that normally. What's that? So you could give them a little information. Hey, did you know that we offer free lattes whenever you come in? Oh, speaking of coming in, as long as you connect it, right? So, speaking of coming in, we had a customer come in today and they asked us this question. Just in case you're wondering the same thing, I'm just going to let you know what the answer is.
Okay. I just created a really cool post idea. The Keurig machine. Wow. Great. I mean, and how many shops have that? All right. Video. You and I talk and you said, by 2020, 80% of all web searches will be video. Does that mean the search result will be video?
It means what people are looking at. People want to view videos. So if they're going to, they search for something, they're way more likely to click on a video that they see than just words.
So if I'm comfortable doing posts, picture posts and words, and I'm really rocking, it's easy for me to do video. I probably have a smartphone, you know, attached to my belt all day. If I wasn't doing social at all, you're probably scaring the heck out of me knowing I have to do video. What you're saying is video ends up becoming an evolution of picture posts?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was picture originally, right? But now we see video kind of taking over the world. And when it comes to social media and when it comes to just search engine optimization and just your website, video is what is working like crazy. So both, you know, everyone knows that Google has algorithms, right? And there are certain things that really help boost your algorithm and increase the likelihood that you're going to be found by Google on a search engine. But the same is with Facebook. And not a lot of people understand this. Facebook is a very intelligent company, and they too have algorithms, and they weigh heavily video and people's responses to video. So if people are watching it, how long they're watching it, how engaged people are. So the more you do the things that, you know, both Google and Facebook like, the higher the algorithm will be.
So even if it was a 30-second video, 45-second video that I took and then I posted, I may get more exposure from Facebook because they're actually preferring video when they show their, you know, just because you put out a post doesn't mean that everyone's going to see it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So listen, I've got so many great podcast alumni that are really incredible marketers, and they do a really great job with Facebook. I follow them. I watch what they do. Some genius, genius guys that are out there. Facebook Live seems to be it for them. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Facebook Live is huge. And Facebook has said themselves that they weigh that super heavily, Facebook Live. They want people to be on Facebook Live. So right along with the algorithm, it is really good for your Facebook and for that algorithm to have Facebook Live.
So Facebook Live is going to get you positioning. How complicated does it need to be? Do I have to have proper lighting? Do I have to have a script? Or do I just do this raw and just get out there?
Just get out there. You know, I say done is better than perfect, right? So you don't have to be perfect on video, but you know, there are times that you want to have really professional video, maybe on your website, maybe on a Facebook advertisement. But if you're just doing a quick Facebook Live, hey, I'm working on this car and it just made me think of something that you guys might be interested in. You're fine to just do it on your phone or on your computer. It doesn't have to be perfect. And nowadays, phones are great. Phones have great quality. So yeah.
Do I need a YouTube channel?
You don't need a YouTube channel for Facebook. I suggest a YouTube channel for, you know, putting your videos on. You know, YouTube is huge. Google owns YouTube. It's great when you have videos on YouTube. But for Facebook, you don't need YouTube.
Other parts of quote unquote social media, and I'm not sure that newsletters or blogs fall into that, but it is still a way to promote my company and to get a good placement in Google on a search. Do you believe that writing blogs and posting them on your website is a important tool?
Oh, yes. I absolutely believe that. With Google, they love rich content.
Wait a minute. Now, does rich mean the number of words that you write?
Not necessarily. I mean, the number of words are, you know, does help. It's kind of a formula. So it's not just on the number of words, but say you write a super long blog post that is hard to read or sounds like maybe you actually created it on some kind of computer mashup generator and it doesn't sound super, you know, readable, then it doesn't matter if you have a really long blog post, it's still not going to be readable. And Google is able to crawl kind of like a spider on your website. And they're so intelligent. They're able to see, is this readable? The average person, you know, in America, who's going to be reading this or wherever, would they think this is natural? Would they want to keep reading it? It really matters what you're saying. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be writing the most formal, polished thing, but you want it to sound natural. You want to sound like an actual human wrote it. It has to be original and it has to be informative. It has to be something that people would actually want to read.
Carrie Lynn, I'm a 10-year service professional. I'm running a great business. I've kind of been staying away from social media. Would you be recommending Facebook as something I should do?
Yeah, well, I would ask you a few questions first. I would ask you about where your shop is located, what your customers are like, your best customers, who you're trying to go after, just to make sure it's a right fit. But say you're a shop that's, you know, in suburbia, you know, and you're going after, you want to attract more women, more moms, people who are busy and just want to come in and they trust you and they want to give you the keys and say, okay, I trust you. Here are my keys. You know, call me after you figure out what we need to do, but I'm probably going to do it. If you're that kind of shop, just in like a normal suburban city kind of area. Yeah.
You have a big resounding yes to that with qualifications. What about Twitter?
Right now, it hasn't been huge in the auto industry. I think it's something that's growing and I think it's important because, you know, for SEO, it's important. It's important to be present on that, but I wouldn't prioritize it. You know, if you're doing triage and you only have time or money to do a certain amount of things. Yeah.
Instagram.
I love Instagram, but it is I've seen it be very hard for shops. I think if you could be taking really great pictures and giving good information, it would have to be very personalized. So that's something that's harder for a marketing company to do for you, because you really have to be taking real pictures in your shop all the time, being there and commenting. So if you can do Instagram, I think it would be huge.
Got it. How about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is, it's good. It's another one of those things that I wouldn't necessarily write off, but I wouldn't put it at the top of your list for the most important things to do.
It's business to business mostly?
Yeah, it's more for if you're looking for business help or you're looking for a different service advisor or something like that, it could be really good.
Hey, I have learned a ton here. One final thing, on your website, you talked about Absolute Transparency Dashboard. Now that intrigued me. What is that?
Basically, we give you the keys to our real, true, basic to-do list for your shop. So you can see in real time when we're getting things done for your shop. Something I've heard a lot is that people feel in this industry, they feel like they've hired marketers before and nothing really happens. They have to stay on top of them.
Oh, so what are you really doing for me?
Instead of you having to come chase me down and say, have you done this? Are you doing this? Are you doing X, Y, and Z? You can see me interacting with my staff saying, can you get this done now? Or asking a question or whatever. And you can see the deadlines. You can see what percentage we are done on that particular thing. You can see if we're past due when it's supposed to be done. You can see if it's done.
You know, at least I know what it is that you're doing for me and when it gets done. And I would obviously appreciate then what my fees are going for. Hey, do you call yourself entrepreneurial?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what made you dip your toe into the world of business?
I've always been entrepreneurial. In fact, my first business I started, I was 8 years old. I came from a family that we didn't have very much money at all. And I decided, okay, I want to take this into my own hands. If I want to go to the movies with my friends, it's going to be me. If I want to go to McDonald's, it comes down to me. So I went down, I walked down to the local nursery and bought some flowers and went around selling flowers. I even roped in a friend to come with me because being kind of poor, we didn't live in the best neighborhood and I felt a little nervous, this little 8-year-old girl. So I went door to door and I asked people if they wanted to buy just a little thing of flowers for $3 and if they wanted me to plant it for them. It was four. They didn't have to leave their home. They didn't have to even get out their tools or anything and dig up the ground. We'd do it right then and there, completely done for them. And then they'd have a beautiful, you know, little garden.
I see a novel being written. And in the first chapter, you're going to tell your flower story.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
What wouldn't I do if I knew I couldn't fail? I wish I could split myself and do a little of everything. I wish there was more time.
Yeah, more time. Yeah, we all need that. There was a song called 8 Days a Week. We need that.
Yeah, I love the Beatles. So,
what books are on your reading list?
You know, I love to read two types of books. I love to read business books, and I love to read fiction. One that I really want to read is Start by John Acuff, Ask by Ryan Levesque. I'm always following thought leaders like Gary Vaynerchuk. A lot of business books. I always love to be reading and brushing up on, you know, my skills and knowledge. One book that I really love is Good to Great. That'd be a really great one that I'd recommend, about getting the right people in your company and setting a culture that would really set you apart and really focusing on ethics and personality fit. Because if you have the right person, you know, you can teach them. You can teach them things, but it's about getting those right people who really care.
Well, I have to tell you, I appreciate, really do, you coming on. I'm glad I bumped into you at Vision 2017. It sounds like you have taken your passion, Carrie Lynn, and really focused it into the automotive aftermarket. It's great and it's refreshing to see, and I wish you all kinds of luck. Now, any last parting words of wisdom that you live by that you'd love to share?
Think about, remind yourself why you got into it. And try to think every day about, you know, what it took and what you've done to get there, and let your passion shine and let that be infectious, because not only will it help you do a better job, but it will rub off on people and it will help you and them to have more fun in what you're doing. It only can help you succeed more, and it can only help you just bring more joy. And yeah, just remind yourself, man, I've done all this and I've come this way and I can keep going. So when those moments get hard or car count gets low or you're slow, remember why you're in it, and remember, you know, how much of an effect you have on people. Because if I didn't have my vehicle, man, there's so much in life I couldn't do. So what you're doing is so important. You're not just fixing cars. You're allowing people to have a life. You're allowing them to drive to Disney World with their family. You're allowing them to go to their best friend's house or go to church on Sunday mornings or go and make money for their family by going to work. So what you're doing is so important and so valuable. So whatever you're doing, just remember that what you do matters. Good work matters, and keep it up.
Excellent perspective. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me, Carm.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining Carrie Lynn Roddenberg from Turnkey Marketing for her views and expertise on marketing, especially the social media giants. For an in-depth episode experience, don't miss Carrie Lynn's show notes page. Find them at remarkableresults.biz/E214. Hey, do you have an idea for a guest on the show, a topic for the town hall webinar, or just a comment on the show? Well, get with me via email at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. Love to hear from you. Hey, thanks so much for being part of the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. I would love it if you told a friend. Don't keep this resource a secret. Now, my mission is to bring this content to every player in the industry. Organically, the only way that works is to have you share the podcast within your network. Remember, a rising tide lifts all boats, and that's exactly what we all need to do. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.